please hear me. We miss out on so much. Now, and I'm going back to the first chapter of Psalm, so you can turn there. But I want you to understand something. God loves us. And he always wants what's best for us. In Psalm 23, verse 1, you don't have to turn there. Is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or you can say it this way, and it will be absolutely accurate. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I
shall not lack. I shall not lack for any good thing. Because the Lord is. But you have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The shepherd is to lead us and to provide for us. But we must follow him. You, and that matter of fact, last Sunday we talked about that, didn't we? Following Jesus. We must follow him. And one thing about sheep is they can become easily distracted. And wolves love sheep. Wolves love to tear them apart and have them for lunch. But those of us who choose to follow the shepherd and stay close to him, no wolf will be able to grab us by the neck and haul us off. Hallelujah. Because the shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep. And you know, I wonder sometimes why the Lord lead me in this direction a lot. But he does. Glory to God. And we have to be knowledgeable of the fact that when the wolf comes, he don't show up looking like a wolf. Because if the devil can't stop you, he certainly want to weaken you to the point where you can't resist him. Amen. Glory to God. So we have to understand that God chastises us, He corrects us, because He loves us. You hear me? I'm so glad to know that God loves me and He cares about me. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, hold your place at First Psalm. And I tell you what, let's just stay there just a moment, and then I'll share this with you. But I want to read First Psalm. I'll read to you again the first three verses. I read it Wednesday night, and I'll read it again this morning. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly." You see that? You know, we would be a long ways down the road if we would do a word study sometime on the word blessed.
Amen.
What it takes to be blessed and to walk in God's blessings. Well, He tells us here in Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man, and of course we know that means mankind, male and female. But, you know, if you want to be blessed, then it tells us what not to do. And one of the things we're not to do is to take ungodly counsel. Are not thing. I don't want junk going in my head.
Amen.
I'm not a trash can.
Right.
Because if it's ungodly, it's not going to bless you.
That's right.
It may look good, feel good, taste good, whatever, but it's not a blessing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And listen to this. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the path of sinners. I know it says nor stand in the path of sinners, but he's still talking about the blessed man or woman, right? You got a problem if all you ever want to hang out with is sinners.
Amen.
Getting into mischief all the time. It's good when the people of God can come together.
Amen.
This is good that we've come together in the name of the Lord here today.
Amen. Amen.
I believe you are too, but I can testify blessed is the man or woman who does not sit in the seat of the scornful or mockers. Find the word blessed and find out what you should be doing and what you should not be doing. God doesn't love me anymore because I messed up. I did this, I did that, I said this, I said the other. Yes, he does love you. He loves you, but he will tell you the truth about yourself.
Amen.
Amen. If you're driving down the road and the bridge is out ahead, when you there's danger ahead. No. You want to be warned. And that's what God does for us because he loves us. Amen? Most of the stuff he tells us is what is against what our flesh wants to do. Are you listening to me? Too many times someone look at us the wrong way, we're ready to give them a few choice words. Or as we say in this area anyway, give them a piece of your mind. Heard one fella say one time, you need to be careful about doing that. You give away too much, you may not have much left. Amen. Glory to God. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, 28th chapter. I want to show you something. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Understand something. When we obey God, we set ourselves up to be blessed.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these what? And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And I notice the conditions here. You do realize that if God said it, he's going to do it. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. But I want you to understand something. God's blessings, God's promises are conditional.
Yes,
did you hear what I just said? God's promises are conditional. In other words, if you do what I do, live the way I tell you to live, walk by faith the way I'm instructing you to do it, you will receive what I promised you. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, I'm not going to read all of this, but just we'll touch on it. Verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Put verse 7 up there for me. I want everybody to see it. The Lord, everybody say the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be what?
Defeated
before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you what?
Seven
ways. But what does that tell me though? What is God telling us? That if we do not walk with God, if we do not obey his word, then we got to face the enemy ourselves. But the Lord says, if you will follow my instruction, I will defeat the enemy for you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. That's the reason I love Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Everybody say abide.
Abide.
Shall abide,
yes,
under the shadow of the Almighty. But he said, we got to dwell. We got to dwell. We got to dwell in his house. So when he says, do this, what are we to do?
Do that.
Amen. We do what he tells us to do. The blessings of God is available to us. But we gotta dwell. We got to dwell in his word. Walk in obedience to what he's telling us to do. God is not calling us to bondage. The word of God tells us whom the Son set free is what?
Free.
Say what?
Free.
Free indeed. Glory be to God. Now, excuse me, let's drop down a few verses here in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. Look at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these what? Curses will come upon you and overtake you. It's not God cursing you, by the way. We just playing in the wrong backyard. We're playing in the wrong backyard. When we open ourselves up to the curse, then it happens. Galatians tells us we are not under the curse. Jesus set us free from the curse. So if I'm free, why do I want to walk back over into bondage? If I know there's trouble over here, waiting over here, why am I going over there? Amen. Isaiah chapter 1, flip there with me. Isaiah chapter 1. If you get there before I do, say amen.
Amen.
Well, y'all, some of you beat me there. Now, let's look at verse 18, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Let's back up to verse 17. It says, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, this is where I'm going, verse 19. You ready for this? If you are willing and obedient, you shall do what?
Keep the will of the Lord.
Say what?
Keep the will of the Lord.
Wait a minute now. It didn't just say we'll eat the good of the land, did it? It said if we are what?
Willing.
And obedient. Not just obedient, but you got to be willing.
Yeah.
You can't have the attitude of, God, I'm going to do this because I know that's what the word says I'm supposed to do, but I'll let you know I don't want it. I don't want to do it. I don't like it. I don't like doing it. I know your word say I should apologize for the way I acted and the things I said. I know that, Lord, but I tell you what, I'm going to do it now because I know the word says I got to do it. But I don't like it. I don't want to do this. No. The Bible says if we are what?
Willing.
Willing and obedient. Can I help you with something? How many of you have ever heard of the word repent? Yeah. Or repentance. You know what repentance is? You change your will. You change your mind. Yes, I was doing things my way and the way I wanted them done, but now I'm changing my mind on this thing. I'm doing a 180 on this thing. Because this is not what God wants me to do. This is not the direction that God wants me to go. This is not how God, my Father, wants me to act. So I'm going to change my will. And I'm going to walk in obedience. And I have a promise from God. When I do that, I'll eat the good of the land. I'll eat the good of the land. You know what? I like the way that's written. It said we'll eat the good of the land. Not the leftovers. Not that's half spoiled. Upset your stomach, get food poisoning because you ate it. But the good of the land. Everybody say good of the land.
Good of the land.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You still with me?
Yes.
Praise God. Now let's go back to First Psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why am I ministering this again? Because too many of us are missing out. Let me tell you something. It's easy to be religious. Just being religious. That's not what God is asking for. God is asking for obedience. God is asking for fellowship with Him. Not just going through something. You shouldn't come to church just because it's Sunday. And that's what we do religiously. You should come to church because we get to fellowship together around the Word of God, fellowship together with one another. Because He told us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And even more as we see the day approaching. And I believe that's the reason God's got me on the road that I'm on right now, because He wants us ready when Jesus comes. When He shows up, I don't want to be embarrassed. Ooh, Lord, I didn't know You were coming today. If I would have known, I sure wouldn't have made the decision that I made. No. God wants His people like the military in a state of readiness at all times. And if we slip up, if we slip up and sin or whatever, be quick to repent. Be quick to repent. Don't carry stuff around. Don't carry these weights around. Do what he says. Confess your sin. Get rid of it. Get it off of you. And he promised he would forgive you faithful and justly. He would do it. In other words, we need to live a life in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, walking with God every day. Looking up, because we're anticipating his return. God's called us to do two things. To be busy here in the earth for God, like he's not going to return for another 10,000 years. But on the other hand, be spiritually ready, as if he's coming in the next 5 minutes. Because the truth is, he can return at any time. Wouldn't it be great if Jesus came back before this service was over? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Yeah, glory to God. That's the way we should walk and live. I don't want to be a Christian and walk around, okay, I know I'm saved, but I sure hope he don't come today, because I tell you what, I just said some things, did some things I ain't quite ready to repent of right now, so I just hope he don't come. I got something I want to go do. And No. God is calling us to be in a state of readiness. But being in a state, listen to me, being in a state of readiness is not a state of bondage.
That's right.
Amen. That's not a state of bondage, because the Son has set us free.
Right.
We're free.
Yes.
Amen. If you know it, tell somebody, say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free. I mean, I realize, folks, I've been saved a long time, you know. I've been saved longer than probably half of you been born. But what's so funny about that? But listen to me. Understand what I'm saying when I say we're free. You know, sometimes people, when you add religion into it, it becomes bondage to live for the Lord. And I'm not knocking anybody, okay? But sometimes you can get so focused on what a person is wearing now don't misunderstand what I'm saying. There's a thing called decency, and the Word of God calls for decency. But when it get to the point where, you know, if you don't wear this exactly this way or that way or whatever, or have a certain thing on your head or whatever, and I won't go into all that, but most of you know what I'm talking about. That's not when I say living for God, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about obeying this word.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Obeying the word of God. I think all you ladies know. You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm just saying this. I think all you ladies know how to dress modest, don't you?
Yes.
And still look beautiful.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And still look beautiful. There's nothing wrong with looking beautiful. You don't have to be ugly to be holy. Come on, we live in a world right now. So I guess my wife needs to be saying this, but I don't think they passed out any rotten eggs or anything. But putting on a little makeup is not a sin. It helps. I'll say that again, ladies.
Amen.
Thank you. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about living for God, obeying His word.
Amen.
And if you put a little lipstick on, doesn't mean that you sinned. Put a little makeup on, that doesn't mean you sinned. Live for the Lord. Like I said, I've been saved a long time, and I've seen a lot, and been around a lot of different people, especially when I was in service, and some of them that dress what they call real modest and real strict, have some nasty attitudes. And some of them was doing some other stuff they shouldn't been doing. But when they came down to the church house, they was all dressed up, looking holy. And God looks at the heart.
Amen.
Now on the flip side of that, that's not a license to come and just dress any old way. And I'm just talking about dress right now. No, don't, when you hear me say living for God, that's not to put you in bondage, that's to set you free. When I say obey God and His word, that's to set you free. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I guess it's about time for me to quit. Don't y'all think so? That was a loaded question, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, go with me. I'm going to be closing shortly. Galatians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Look at verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, you see that? And I mentioned this Wednesday night, you know, God doesn't necessarily pay on Fridays or Thursdays or Wednesdays like maybe your job does. But when he does pay, he makes up for all the difference. There is a season. Glory to God. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall what? Reap if we do what? If we don't faint or does not lose heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read it to you from the New Living Translation. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest. Everybody say right time.
Right time.
Amen. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of what? Harvest of blessing. If we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Hallelujah. And when you obey God, that's what will happen to you. And I'm closing. Need a keyboard player, somebody up here. As I close, let me say this. As we read our word, our Bibles, and we need to obey God's word. But some things that God puts more emphasis on than other things. And the main one is love for one another. Do you hear me? The main one is love for one another. You've heard me say it before many, many times. And I'll continue to teach it and preach it. Wouldn't it be a shame if Jesus came, raptured us out of here, all of a sudden we showed up in heaven and looked around, anything. You here? You mean I gotta live eternity with you? I ain't think you were gonna make it. I haven't seen this in the Bible, but there may be a class in heaven called Love 101. I don't know. But you know what? We want to make sure, though, that when he does come, or however it is that we see him, whether we go by way of the grave or way of the rapture, we don't want to feel like, Lord, I wish I'd have did some things differently. I wish I'd have put some things under the blood. Because when you put them under the blood, they done away with. Aren't you glad that when you confess your sins, that God looks at you as if you've never sinned? He looks at you like you've never sinned because you put it under blood. You confessed it to him. even though you may be already saved, already you messed up, you confess it to him, and he forgiven you for it. Some believe, well, you know, we are not under the law now. We are under grace. Thank God we are. But grace is not a license to do anything we want to do, act any way we want to act. Thank God for grace. By grace we're saved. But that same Bible speaks to the church, 1 John 1:9, and other places, not just there, but other places. We're constantly being told to love one another, love God, love one another. Jesus said the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and so forth. The second commandment is just like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Saints of God, can I get you to commit to loving one another? None of us are perfect, but let's love one another. Love God first. Let's love one another. Let's be obedient to God. We have his word. If we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word that will never return.